This is CliffCentral.com.
This group called Kwinikuza. By the way, that name comes from Etekwini. That's the first part. And Kwadukuza, the second part. Two of the big municipalities on the coast of KZN. It's a music band consisting of teenage prodigies from 13, 14, and so on, from Durban, Stanga, and all the way up and down the coast there between those two cities, formed in February of 2016. They've performed on stages. There's about 1,000 of them outside, right, Sia?
Yes.
It looks like 1,000 people out there. It's a
we
huge
have the main band, but then there's everybody who came in.
Say hello, everybody. Well, you don't sound like... Come on. Is that all the enthusiasm you can get for this morning? Try again. There we go. It's a little bit better. Okay, I promise you there's a lot of them. They're filling up the room, basically. All right, so we're going to talk to them, find out about where they come from and what they're up to. They performed at the Durban Jazz Festival for the first time in December 2016. Is that right? 15,000 people?
That's correct.
All right, and what's your name?
My name is Andrew. I am the band manager.
And all right, Andrew.
Yeah, so Kwinikuza have been around for just over a year now.
Uh-huh.
And up in Joburg doing a promotional tour. Doing
awesome.
Some TV, some radio. They did a show at the Radium last night.
Very good.
So, yeah, they have been building up a really big reputation in KZN.
What TV and radio are you doing up here?
We're doing Morning Live on Sunday morning. They're
very
doing
good.
three songs.
Nice.
They're doing Yo TV tomorrow morning.
Have you all told your parents and your friends to watch you on TV on Sunday morning? Yeah, you better have.
That's what Facebook is for. Oh,
correct.
So, yeah.
All right. That's very exciting. And then radio, you said?
Yeah, so doing some radio tomorrow as well.
Uh-huh.
Again, mainly acoustic stuff like you're going to hear today.
All right.
But the main thing, you know, is seeing them live is amazing. They're only 13 and 14 years old,
uh-huh.
but they're already basically professional. They've been playing since the age, some of them since they were 4 years old.
How do you select them? How do you find these people?
It's a combination. You know, music's an amazing thing. It's all about networks. So it was a combination of them playing in different projects and all standing out. And through myself and Neil Singh in Durban, who's our drummer's father, as well as another producer, we kind of all connected them together. And the first time they played, it was just magic. It was unbelievable. It was like they'd been playing together for years. And we just knew immediately there was something very special about them as a group. And since then, they've been playing big stages in KZN, like Durban Jazz Fest, like you mentioned, 15,000 mm-hmm. people. They can play big stages and
so
they can play in a lounge.
When do you get to rehearse because of school and all the rest of it? You've obviously got limited time, and
absolutely.
When you can tour is very limited.
Yeah, so school comes first, and that's the motto.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to anyway. Saturdays are rehearsal times. But modern technology has made life pretty good for bands now. So basically what we do is if they're going to do a new song, sometimes they'll do a show and the show will request a song the 2 days before.
Uh-huh.
And we basically just WhatsApp the song to everyone.
Right.
And they learn it at home and we
wow.
put it together. So, for example, the one show wanted in Kalakata. And we sent it to everyone. We worked it out. And 2 days later, one rehearsal for 20 minutes, perfect. And they did it on at the show, and it was great. And the version of Nkalakata is on YouTube, and it's a very unique version, rock guitar-oriented Nkalakata.
Wow.
You know, I must say I'm amazed that, you know, there are 13 and 14-year-olds who were performing last night, got up early this morning to come and do this interview. We'll be
yep.
doing a series of interviews throughout the weekend and performances. I mean, that's a demanding schedule, but I suppose it also teaches them, you know, about work ethic and discipline. And at 13 years old, that's pretty impressive.
So the motto for the group is Superstars in Training. So for the next few days, it's just a four-day tour. It's to really give a sense of what it's like to be a touring musician. Getting up early, I don't know how you've done it for so many years, getting up at whatever, the crack of whatever. So it's really for them to understand how the industry works. They've all got enormous talent. So they're going to be around the music industry in South Africa for many, many, many years, together and in different projects. So this 4 days is really their first real experience of a touring musician, waking up early, doing radio, From here, we're going from magazine interview, then we're going to CakeNet, Chat No. So we've got a full schedule. But their energy is fun. It's the parents behind me that sometimes need the energy. Last night we did 4 or 5 different things, and after the show at 9 o'clock at night, all the kids were running around. So yeah, they've got endless energy.
All right, very good. So can we hear some of this talent? I'm curious to meet some of the people here. Can I speak to Lissandra quickly? Hello, Lissandra. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You? How old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
Good. And whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Newlands East at Durban.
Very cool. How did you get into singing?
I actually started entering Gateway to Frame, and I won the first category.
Was that at Gateway Shopping Center?
No.
All right. So tell me how you won that. What did you sing?
I sang Umuntu Ngabantu by Brenda Fassie.
Absolutely. Oh. Brilliant song. Very, very good. And they were blown away?
Yes, obviously.
Obviously.
Yes, ma'am.
Obviously. Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right. So what do you think of what you guys are doing now, being able to tour the country, go on TV, go on radio, go everywhere, and people want to hear you sing? Is this exciting?
Yes.
All right. What are you going to sing this morning?
We're going to be singing our original song, Speed of Light and Pata Pata.
All right, shall we do this?
Yes.
All right, whenever you're ready. I'm sitting here waiting, bated breath. All right, we've got musicians here as well. Let me just fill you in on who exactly is who in the zoo before we start. So we've got Sabian Lee Singh. He's 13 on the drums. Neo Moy, who is on the bass guitar. Entlem Dleche, who is on the keyboards. And Spukazi Gebashe, who's also on the keyboards. All right, whenever you guys are ready. And then, of course, we just heard from Lissandra Maggiola. He's on the lead vocals. All right, and whenever you guys are ready, you can hit the start. Go for it. There we go. This is live, by the way. And all live, all the instruments, all the singing, everything was done live. It's beautifully put together. That's excellent.
That's going to be in my head for pretty much the rest of the day. Such a nice, like, catchy.
Very catchy song. Who wrote that?
Our manager, Andrew.
Okay, very nice, Andrew. That's some talent and ability there on its own. Okay, are you going to do one more for us?
So, yes. Just a reminder again, what were we doing at 13 and 14?
I was
sitting in the mud.
We had zero talent.
Well, I was stuck in the pits because that's when Michael Jackson died, so... You know, shame, I had my priorities straight there.
Shame. See, I've never really got over that.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
What are you guys going to do for us next? What's the plan?
Pata Pata.
Ah, beautiful. Let's go. Done.
Oh, nice.
Right. Sandra, who are all these other people?
The back.
Yeah, all the backing crew.
The parents.
Oh, there's the parents.
It's an entourage. Okay.
Yeah, well, you've got to take the parents because, I mean, who's going to look after you guys, right? Mm. And you'll go out in Johannesburg and behave badly if your parents aren't here with you. So well done, parents. Aren't you proud of your kids? This is phenomenal, huh? Yeah.
Sure. Mm. That was very nice. Wow.
Right, so where can we see you performing if we happen to be in KZN in the next couple of months? Come up here, Andrew. Tell me quickly what's going on, even in Johannesburg.
I'm going to have to jump in.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so live performances, they're actually going to take a break after this kind of promo tour. You know, like I said, it's mainly TV and radio for now. Mm-hmm. They are then going to – we've got a surprise pop-up show in KZN, so we can't actually reveal too much about it, but they will be popping up by the beach somewhere.
Nice.
And then, yeah, they get invited to play quite often. So, like I say, they're back to school in just over a week. So we're going to let them go on holiday and have a nice time. And then we'll start booking some more shows for them.
Fantastic. Gwini Kuza, thank you so much for coming to spend some time with us today, guys. And we hope to see you rise from strength to strength, and maybe one of these days you'll be on the stage at the Grammys. Who knows, right?
Oof.
It's possible. I see Lysandra's she's shaking her head. She's like, yes, absolutely, I'll be there.
She said, obviously.
Maybe I'll leave the rest of them behind. I'll end up there. You've got to take them with you, all right? These are your people. You got to look after your people. All right, very, very good. Thank you so much, everybody.
This is CliffCentral.com.